Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about having an emergency savings. How much money do you have that you can easily access if a disaster were to happen? If you did have some unexpected expenses, would you be able to cover them or would you go into debt? Would you like to have a little more financial peace of mind? Learn tips for creating an emergency fund as we continue our month focused on welcoming 2021. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by a few things. When my mom got sick, I had to fly to Minnesota unexpectedly. And this is at a time people weren't flying much, but the price of the ticket from Raleigh to Minneapolis wasn't going down any. And then I left after about 4 days. I didn't have an open-ended ticket, but anyway, I had to change my ticket. They weren't doing any relief on that at the time. And so I think I ended up having to spend $800-$900. And then I stayed with my dad, so there wasn't the cost of that, but there was a cost to get down to Rochester. I stayed in a hotel the night before I left. So probably ended up $1,400-$1,500. Then when Athena got sick, I got some bad vet advice. So that ended up being probably $3,000 to $4,000, taking her to one vet. Well, starting with the emergency in July with things starting to go wrong. And then before she passed in November, and then I was so distraught and I wanted her to be at home. I wanted her to spend time outside before she went on to the next great adventure. And I wanted her privately cremated. I was like, Tony, we're moving. I'm not leaving her here. We'll start our own pet cemetery once we get settled, but I'm not leaving her by herself in North Carolina. So that was probably $3,000 to $4,000 unexpectedly. My business, I lost a lot last year, right? I made the conscious choice that I wasn't going to see clients because what if I was a carrier? But so I lost a ton of business. We were hit hard last year. Now, while I lost business, my husband got a lot of overtime. Now, I'm sure he would have preferred that I got more business and he only worked 40 hours, but that's just sometimes the way it comes out. We were able to get through last year, and then having my surgery and having to pay co-payments, we were able to get through last year because of my saving. When I left Los Angeles, almost, has it been 14 years? I moved to Raleigh in 2006. So yeah, we're on the 15th year. I was very fortunate. I made a bunch of money when I sold my condo because people were crazy out there, and I used 20% of it to put down on my house when I bought a house in Raleigh. I used it to pay for our honeymoon, you know, so I've been pretty good with it, and we're on year 15 and I still have money left. Now we're getting near the end, but again, I had that helped pay for Thithi, that helped pay for my surgery. But because I am good with money, now I could have been better investing it. But I'm just saying, because I had that savings and didn't go out and buy, I don't know, a Lamborghini or something, and was smart with it, that has allowed us to, it's really helped us. And again, last year with everything, many people were stretched thin, you know, because one of our strategies has been to pay our mortgage off quickly. If we were going to stay in North Carolina, we would have had it paid off in 2 years. We were very adamant that that's what we wanted to do. Now, because we paid and paid and paid and overpaid in the last couple months of last year and this year, we're like, we're going to overpay a little, not a ton, because we're moving. And so that's something, because we had done that if we had to drop down because of, you know, me losing business, that was helpful. I mean, that's a difference of over $500. And that we would be able to find in the budget if necessary. Now, I want to be really clear. If you're listening or watching, you probably aren't living paycheck to paycheck. So have a moment of gratitude for that. I want people to understand that that's not who I'm talking to. There's some, we don't, you know, some people who are living paycheck to paycheck, and it would probably be close to impossible, although I believe anything's possible, but it's much harder for people who are living to paycheck to paycheck. If that is you, because I know people live beyond their means. I know people that might have a ton of possessions, or as they say, house rich and poor otherwise. I'm not sure what the expression is. But first of all, no, you can do it. So absolutely, positively believe in that. But I just want to understand that I am coming from a place of compassion with this. And I think that this is important for peace of mind. Not having an emergency fund creates mental clutter. I remember reading, living in Los Angeles, Cheryl Richardson, and this is what convinced me to get a cell phone, because having been in an accident and having no way to contact anyone, that fear and stress was still in me. So you have that drip, drip, drip of mental clutter at the back of your mind. I don't, you know what, if what happens, you know, I could be one step from disaster. And I think many more people in our country are, and here in the United States, and probably all over the world, than we understand. It can create physical clutter. If you don't control your spending, you're like, I'm just going to buy when I could be saving. Because remember, all I want you to look, take a moment, look at all the physical clutter around your house. That was money at one point. It causes you emotional clutter of stress. Probably most of you have experienced a time when maybe you needed money and didn't have it, and you know how stressful that can be. Obviously, if you're stressed out, it's going to create health clutter in many, many forms. Not having an emergency fund can cause a strain in relationships. You know, if people are on different wavelengths in a relationship, it can cause some stress. And finally, it can create financial clutter, because if you can go into debt. A couple years ago, we had to replace our hot water heater, $1,500. And I was kind of funny. I was like, we will shower at the gym. I am not paying extra for them to come on the weekend. I don't care if it's cold. That's a way I'm going to save money. Why create emergency savings? Now, hopefully the examples of clutter that I shared would motivate you, but here are some other things to think about. It can prevent you from going into debt or adding to your debt. When I had a crisis, and this was years ago, I was living in Los Angeles. I think I was making $28,000 living in an apartment by myself, and it went very quickly. And after this crisis, I remember I bought a leather jacket. I think it was like maybe $300 or $200 something. Anyway, I think I ended up spending $1,000, which, okay, if we're talking 20 years ago, maybe close to 30 years ago, I didn't have enough after spending, you know, my monthly everything. I didn't have enough. So it took me, I want to say, a year. And then you have interest. And again, $1,000's not, so maybe, I don't know, I don't know with interest how that all works out, or inflation or whatever that is. But it took me a year to pay off the credit card. And I have to tell you, as someone who pays their credit cards in Philly, that was a really stressful year for me, because it was hanging at the back. I have debt. I've got a, you know, I didn't have a condo at this point, and I was stressed out for a year. If you have savings, it can stop you from going into debt. And so if you have to replace a water heater, you don't have to worry about charging that $1,500 to your credit card and figuring out, how am I going to pay that off? If you create a budget, which I encourage you to do, and I'll have to look back. I don't know if I've done anything on budget. I know last year I did no spend days. So check that out. That might be a good podcast for you to listen to as well. You should always add a line for emergency savings. And that also helps you if you have that line, because you might forget to budget something, right? When you're planning your budget for the year and something comes up and you're like, oops, I didn't budget for that. Like, clothes is probably something I wouldn't budget for, because I so rarely buy clothes, but I am sure that I will buy clothes at some point this year. I'd have to think if I'm sure I bought clothes last year. Nothing's coming to mind. But anyway, that gives you some cushion. You're also going to want to have an emergency savings if you are in a one-income family. Maybe you're single, like I was forever, or you're in a family where last year, really, for the most part, we were in one-income family. Because, you know, I stopped seeing clients at the beginning of March, And I, you know, I did online coaching, I sold some books, but nothing compared to what I had. So in effect, we were one income last year. So if something happens, you can be in trouble. You know, if you're self-employed like I am or a contractor, life happens. For me, business has been cyclical. And so one of the things I've always done is, you know, what I made this year, I put in a savings, but I used it like I had to get the website redesigned and I have to pay for that. And there were a couple other things, getting some more book covers designed, whatever. So everything I put in savings to be able to pay and buy what I needed to, and then to start this year off with money in the bank. You have to, you know, the life of as a contractor can be up and down. If you own your own home, you have taxes, you have insurance, you have repairs, like an unexpected hot water heater. So there's something, if you have an emergency savings, again, you're going to be able to cover, because no one expects their hot water heater to go right. And then when it does, you have to hope you have that in savings. If you live away from your family, people that you're close to. Now, we'll be moving back to West Virginia this year, but you know, my mom ended up getting sick in Minnesota, but that costs. I drove every month, spent a third of my month in West Virginia. Well, I had to pay for gas, tolls, which West Virginia, come on now. I'd rather pay you $112 flat fee. Hey, I'm such a big spender. I'd pay you $15 to have one toll booth instead of having to stop at three. Okay, but that adds up. If money were tight, $12 makes a difference, and it's 24 round trip, but you had to pay for gas. So if you have to travel, if you're going from New York to LA, that's a plane ticket. If you have medical conditions or concern, maybe you have something ongoing. You know, a friend of ours just found out he was misdiagnosed. Now he's really fortunate. His medicine's like $800 a month. You never know if something's going to change. You know, my friend Vince, who has the most awesomest health plan of anyone I know, his health plan changed. Now, I tell him he's not allowed to complain because I think maybe his copay went up $25 or something ridiculous. So I'm like, man, you have the best health care plan of anyone I know. But if our friend's health changes, plans, it's an $800 a month medication. That's almost 10 grand a year in med. So you might have something ongoing. You know, if you are diabetic and need to test daily, if you get sick and miss work and you don't get paid, if you're in that situation, so your health is maybe some reason might be a motivator for you to start an emergency savings. And then you might have goals. You might have financial goals. You might want to travel around the world someday. And if you don't go into debt, that's going to make it easier to do that. You know, we had, our plan was to pay our house off within 2 years had we stayed in North Carolina. Now, we'll see where we end up in the market. It's still really strong here. Wheeling, of all places where we want to buy, is where, because we want to be on a ranch, want to be on one level. It's a hot market in Wheeling. I'm like, really? But, you know, our goal is, we said we're not, I'm like, we're not going in debt over house. And our goal still is, we might have to stretch that to 5 years, but I'm not willing to be, you know, house rich or house poor, whatever the thing is. And because we're motivated to pay off our mortgage, that is allowing us to put more towards savings and get that done and also have some emergency money. So those are just some things to consider. Like, what would motivate you to do this? Because, you know, it's not easy. If your friends go out all the time and you're like, man, I really want to do that, what's going to motivate you to say, you know what, I'm going to be disciplined here. And instead of spending this, I'm going to put it in savings. The 21-Day Declutter Your Life Challenge focuses on becoming aware of your clutter and then taking action. In this challenge to clear clutter from your life, we're focusing on physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, financial, health, and relationship clutter. The challenge will run from Sunday, February 7th, through Saturday, February 27th. It's free. There's also a $25 paid version where you'll get a PDF journal, a private Facebook support group, and 2 1-hour coaching calls. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Come join us. How much should you have? different people are going to say different things. So what I would say to you is start out with a goal. So I've seen anything from 3 to 6 months to a year. Some of the things you'd have to consider, and again, maybe all right now you can do is $5 a week. Maybe it's $1 a week, and that's okay. Just start somewhere. What things would you have to pay for if something were to happen, right? Rent or your mortgage, your utilities, food, medicine. Those are things you have to pay for. And then you can think about what things are optional. Cable TV, now I know if we're still working at home, you know, who knows how everything's going to shake out this year. Cable TV might be a necessity for mental health. And, you know, I'm partly joking, but I'm partly not. You know, I have no judgment. This can be very stressful on our mental health. So whatever it needs, you need to do to happen. The hairdresser. I got my hair cut once last year. I'm hoping when I go to West Virginia, I can use hair dye again. I'm not ready to go completely gray, guys. I'm just not there yet. The hairdresser's optional. Your nails, most likely optional, or learn how to do them at home. Decide what the right amount for you is. And just, again, just begin. I rarely drink coffee. I have to admit, I don't get the Starbucks trend. I've never gotten that. And my friend Vince, I'm going to have to tell him, I've mentioned him a couple times now on the podcast. He should invest in Starbucks. The guy is there all the time. Now, he doesn't buy the frou-frou coffee. Like, I don't like coffee, so mine's got to have some flavoring stuff. He, I think, drinks it straight black, so he buys the cheaper stuff. But think about that if you go there. It's like $6 for a frou-frou drink. And if you go there every morning before work, you're spending like $30. Now, I'm not going to take the time to do the math for a year. I think I did that on No Spend Days. But think about that's something, you know what? Get pumpkin spice flavored coffee and do it at home. You have to really think those things through. Where is it that I can find some extra money? I also want you to think about something else. When we got the IRS money last year, the COVID relief fund, almost all of it went to taxes, except that I held back some so that I could hire a couple that was struggling. They're about to have a baby. So I hired the husband to do some weeding and some yard work. To me, that is part of the budgeting, to have some kind of charity, to give back in some way, whether it's not going to be counted, like hiring someone to do something, that's just good. That just is a way for me to give back, because I believe what you put out there, you get back. And so by paying it forward in some small way, that's when I tried to support a small business each week. My contribution wasn't going to make or break them, but it was something. And even if it wasn't a huge monetary fund or amount, I would hope that it would give them hope just to keep moving and keep saying, you know what, I got this, I can get through it. By putting it away for taxes, like, you know, Tony wants some, I don't know what all these electronic things are. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. And he's really good. I don't want to sound like he's not, but to have discipline, because, you know, you read about people who ended up taking those PPP loans illegally and buying Ferraris with it. Well, guess what? You got caught. So saying, okay, the priority is taxes, but how can we do this in some small way? So I encourage you, if you're able, add a line in your budget for charity. So how do you create an emergency savings? I'm going to suggest that you want something easily accessible. Now, for those people listening and watching that are smarter than me when it comes to finances, you might want to invest it. I don't know how money market accounts, those might be the ones that you can invest and can easily take out. I know if you take out of retirement before, I believe, 59 and a half, you get penalized. Again, I don't know the nitty gritty of all that. The bottom line is you need to be able to reach it when you need it. It's not going to do you any good if your credit card bill comes around and you can't access your emergency saving. So I would suggest, in my limited knowledge, and again, every time you listen to the podcast, take what I have, take what works, do your own investigation, do your own thinking, hire your own expert. Try to find as high of a yield savings account as possible. Now, right now, that's not much. I mean, it's if I'm remembering correctly, savings, the percentage of your saving account has just, it continues to go down or stay very stagnant. So you can easily access it. Add it to your budget line items. And Why not make it easier? And if you can, have it drafted each year. If you have, or I'm sorry, each paycheck. So if you have a checkings account, you do a separate emergency savings account and you automatically withdraw it so you can't even touch it, right? If it's there, if it's not there, you can't spend it. And it'll help decrease your temptation because it's easier if you can withdraw cash from the ATM, but if more, if you, oh, I have to go online, I have to transfer funds, set yourself up for success. And then challenge yourself. See if you can increase it a little bit. Maybe you start out for a couple months and you're like, I can do this. And maybe $5. Increase it the next 6 months for $5. Challenge yourself to keep increasing it. Other ways to add to your emergency fund. You're really willing to go all in, get a side gig, like driving for Uber. Or if that's not your thing, you could do some babysitting. You could do some pet sitting. Trust me, having reliable people to sit for your pets, and I'm sure your children, is sometimes hard to find. If you're not using things, sell stuff. I did a episode, I think back in September, on how to sell stuff online. Just because we've got, you know, stuff going on doesn't mean you can have to stop selling. Maybe you are handy and you could do some handyman work, selling things. Get those side gigs going. Maybe if you have a little more money, you could buy a rental income. And then you charge rent to pay for your taxes. You have a little slush fund if something needs to get fixed. You pay the mortgage. And then you have a monthly income coming from your rental. So get creative with this. In what ways could you earn some cash? And then maybe that's everything you do for that, you put towards your emergency funds. Now, I don't sell stuff very well. And I know people that, I'm not a fan of the multi-level marketing thing, but there are some people out there that can be really successful. They do it nights and weekends. That might fit your life better. So, you know, think about what you could do. Cutting expenses. So we're going to have a side gig and then we're going to try to see where we can cut expenses. So go through your budget if you have one. I mentioned earlier, I have that no spend days that I did from last January, and that's going to have some good suggestion. Food, I think, is a really good place to start. I am amazed at the differences when I grocery shop. So we had a Lidl, which I love, but we're not near that. We had that in North Raleigh. But I can drive to an Aldi. And when I move back to West Virginia, I'm excited there's an Aldi there. The difference between Aldi and the other grocery stores is amazing. And, you know, I'm trying to read labels more. I'm trying to do fresh foods more. But because Aldi and Lidl are from Germany and Trader Joe's, is like, read your labels. A lot of times they have much more strict requirements. Now, if they're doing it in the U.S., there are probably no requirements, but they tend and they can be healthier. So I think that there is this misconception that, you know, there's a poor person's quote unquote grocery store, whereas, you know, in some cases you might be getting higher quality, but grocery, like, or, you know, if you keep doing multiple trips to the grocery store. One thing that we switched for this year, we weren't close to the Costco, and that'll be up this month. And we did BJ's, and I was back in November. I'm like, you know what? Our membership is expiring. We just don't need this. If we get stuff, we eat it. We tend to get junk when we're there, and I can go to Aldi and get less quantities. And so that was one of the things, you know, it wasn't a lot with the membership, but I'm like, every time we go there, like, we spend $150, $200. I'm like, so let's cut that out. So that was the place where I'm at. So see, your food shopping might be an area to start. Make sure you're getting the best deal on insurance. People can be competitive. Call around, ask for referrals. If it saves you a couple $100 every 6 months, I said to Tony, call USAA. You're working from home now. That should help lower our auto bill. Now, they're really good because I think that they, because of everything last year, they said, oh, you know, we've applied it to your next 6 months. We gave everyone a break because we know it's changed for a lot of people. So if anything's changed, call your insurance up. See if you can refinance anything. You have to ask someone. I know we didn't refinance the house because they said you have so little on your mortgage with what you'd have to pay for closing. It's not worth it. So when you crunch the numbers, decides what's best for you. But if you have a lot left on your mortgage, and mortgage rates, I think, will still be really low for this year. But that can save you tons of money and interest. And again, if you're able to keep paying the same amount and get that paid faster, or you can consider going from a 30-month mortgage to a 30-year mortgage to a 15-year mortgage, if that may help. Lower your bills. It's always worth an ask. When we had cable, I'd call every year, what can you do for me? What kind of deal are you willing to give me? And I always got something. And at this point, people are probably going to want to keep your business. So take the time and call and see if you can get money. And remember, if that's a monthly payment you're doing, that adds up over the year. So you have to remember it's going to be a bigger savings than just what you get off each month. Take actions from today's podcast. Consider your reasons why you'd like to have an emergency fund. Use your reasons to motivate you to save. Determine the amount you'd like to have in your savings account. Create a plan to save. Add a line in your budget for disaster money. Look to where you can cut expenses. Contemplate ways you can earn extra money. Start your emergency fund. Begin saving. On our next episode, we're talking about what's in the cards. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.